Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. صلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. One of the beautiful things that we mention whenever we start the bayan is the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In Majma'ul Zawaid, a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been mentioned. I want to read the translation to you. It says that Allah Azza wa Jal has certainly stationed an angel at my grave. Yani there's an angel who stood next to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to whom he has granted strength to hear all creation. Is farishte ki sunne ki taqat itni hai, sari makhlooq ki awaaz sun leta hai. Whenever somebody sends durood upon me until the day of judgment, this angel conveys to me his name and his father's name, that Ya Rasulullah, so and so, the son of so and so, has sent durood upon you. Ye shaan hai khidmat garu ki, sarkar ka alam kya hoga. You know, an angel, he's just a mere servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet look at the knowledge and the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has given him. Now, if this is the knowledge and power of an angel, then what power and knowledge does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? To pyare sambhaiyo, inshallah azza wa jal, make it a habit to recite durood upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And you know what, one thing helps you, I think, if I've got it in my pocket, no, I've got it in my jacket, one thing that helps you is the tasbih. Who's got tasbih in their hands? MashaAllah, one, two, okay, pocket will do fine. So we got at least two people. Maine ek Islam bhai se pucha, and I was doing a bayan, and I mentioned this same theory that if you have a tasbih in your hand, you're more than likely to recite something. You're more than likely to do the zikr of Allah, recite the Rood-e Pak. And that brother, I met him a few days later, and he goes, how true that was, because I did not have a tasbih that day, and I had not recited anything. After that bayan, I bought a tasbih. Alhamdulillah, meri aadat hai, main rozana 1200 durood padhta hoon. To tasbih rakhi, kitni tasbih hai? Try to buy one for yourself, one for your family members. Zara, we want them to do good deeds as well, don't we? So try to buy one for yourself, one for them as well. And have it in your hand. You can, you know, these, especially the ones that you can put on your finger, have that on your finger. You can drive your car, you can walk it to work. To kam az kam saath mein zikr o azkar bhi karte rahe, inshallah. Ye aadat ban jayegi na, pyare Islam bhaiyo. Phir dekhiyega, alhamdulillah, ki Allah azza wa jal hame uski barkat kitni ata farmata hai. Hadith-e-paak ka mafhoom hai, when the durood is being recited, Allah showers his blessings and his mercies upon that person. To hum durood-e-paak padhenge, Allah ki rahmat nazil hogi. To inshallah, if we can make a habit of reciting minimum 313 times. Ko niyat karta hai, inshallah. Niyat ban rahi hai, to theek hai. Varna agar kahe de baane the theek ho, lekin how is it going to be possible? Yeah, but inshallah 313 times is no problem at all. So inshallah I make the intention and we all make the intention as well. Allah azza wa jalla amal ki tawfiq de. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Let's start with a beautiful story. One day the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, he's with his companions, sahaba ikram ke saath hain. And they were invited by a certain companion for dinner, for food. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the companions, they all set off together. Sare gathe nikle. And on the way, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he saw Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu playing in the street. He was only a small child. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went towards him quickly with his sacred arms outstretched, the way a father spreads his arms to hug his child. Imam Hussein started running to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he hugged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he followed him as his grandson laughed. Then Pyar Islam Bhaiyo, alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then held his grandson, placed one of his blessed hands on his chin and the other on the back of his neck, and lovingly kissed his face. He then declared, Husaynu minni wa ana min Husayn. Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ حُسَيْنًا. May Allah love those who love Hussein. حُسَيْنُ السِّبْتِ مِنَ الْأَسْبَاتِ. Hussein is a sibt from amongst the asbat. Now sibt, it refers to a tree with one root and many branches. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Imam Hussein is a sibt. What this means is, just as Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam's lineage continued through his 12 sons, یعقوب علیہ السلام والسلام آپ کی جتنی بھی اولاد تھی آپ کے 12 بیٹے تھے ان 12 بیٹوں سے آپ کی اولاد جو ہے وہ نسل آگے چلی in the same way prophet's lineage will continue through imam hussein and spread across the world so alhamdulillah this is why we see a lot of sadat sayyids spread around the world because that is what the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and then what happened the holy quran It talks about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in such a way, very famous verse of the Quran, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have certainly granted you countless virtues. And one of the meanings of kawthar is this verse is an abundance of children. Yani when Allah azza wa jal says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll certainly grant you countless virtues, many blessings. And one of the reasons that the Mufassir, they've done the tafsir, is that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant many children to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, I was granted a huge number of descendants, and this will remain the case until the day of judgment. This fastest of my rank will be made apparent through Hussein. However, because Husaynu Sibti min al-Asbat, Hussein is a tree with firm roots. Despite his martyrdom, my family will endure until the day of judgment through him. Yani Pyare Aqa Alaihi Salatu Wassalam, he says that my family will continue to spread. Mera khandan badhta rahega. Kiske zariye? Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke zariye. Now when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was martyred in the battle of Karbala, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was not part of that battle. Yani he was spared his life. Yani unko zalimu ne alhamdulillah chhod diya. Ab unki nasl jo hai, wo Imam Zainul Abideen se alhamdulillah ye aage chali aa rahi hai. That very famous hadith, Husaynu minni wa ana min Husayn. Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. This means that Hussein and I are two bodies but one soul. Do jism hai, lekin ruh ek hai. Love for me is love for Hussein, and love for Hussein is love for me. Whoever attempts to battle Hussein actually attempts to battle me. Now you can imagine if someone wants to have a battle with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then according to another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, if you battle me, then you are having a battle with Allah Azza wa Jal. And how can anyone ever have a battle with Allah Azza wa Jal? Subhanallah. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, أحب الله من أحب حسين. Yani Allah loves he who loves Hussein. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we are lucky, alhamdulillah, hum khush kismat hain, ki Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the love of the Ahle Bayt and love of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Now this is a blessing and a ni'mat from Allah Azza wa Jal. Another very beautiful saying by Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, if a person loves me for worldly reasons, jo dunyavi wajah se mujhse muhabbat karta hai, then no, a worldly person will love anybody be they pious or evil. As for those who love me only for the sake of Allah, they shall be with me on the day of judgment like this. And after saying this, he joined his index and his middle finger. تو جو امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو اللہ کی رضا کے لیے ان سے محبت کرتے ہیں وہ امام حسین کے ساتھ ہوں گے. سبحان اللہ, وہ اے بیوٹیفل کمپانین, وہ اے بیوٹیفل نیبر ان دا گارڈنز آف پیراڈائز دین بی دا نیبر آف امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. ایک بہت ہی مشہور مفسر ہیں اور ماشاء اللہ ایک عالم دین ہے, ویری فیمس اسکالر, سیدنا ابن جوزی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. ہی رائٹس دیٹ ون ڈے Amr bin Lais, rahmatullah alayhi, his army was assembled in front of him. As he looked across the vastness of it, he thought to himself, if only I was present in Karbala with Imam Hussein myself. If only I had been in Karbala with Imam Hussein. If I had an army of this size with me, then I would sacrifice them, my honor, my name and myself, at the feet of Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. یہ سیدنا ابن جوزی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی خواہش ہے. He had this wish that I wish just like I've got a massive army, یہ اتنی بڑے میرے ساتھ آرمی ہے, I wish I had this army and I would join Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ in Karbala. A saint of that time, he saw the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in his dream. یعنی ابن جوزی کی یہ خواہش تھی نا, تو ایک بزرگ نے خواب میں پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو خواب میں دیکھا. And he says, the Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم said to me, tell Amr bin Lais, I am aware of his thoughts and I have accepted them. Allah Almighty will grant him reward for this as well. کہ میں اس سے خوش ہوں کہ کیا سوچا ہے. تو اسی طرح پیارے اسلام بھائیو, علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں کہ even having the love for Sayyiduna Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ is a means of forgiveness and rewards and blessings. تو الحمدللہ, with that love that we have for Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, we show that love. Now how is that love shown? دیکھیں امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, if you want to say that مدنی چینل پر جو دیکھ رہے ہیں, none of us will be thinking, we all love امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, we will do anything for امام حسین. لیکن پیارے اسلام بھائیو, let's ask this question, what did Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, what legacy did he leave behind? ہمارے لیے کیا چھوڑ کر گئے تھے؟ The martyrdom of Karbala was not for any other reason. The reason was to, alhamdulillah, hold high the flag of Islam. There was no other reason in Karbala. There was no other reason that Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ sacrificed his life. تو آج پیارے اسلام بھائیو, what did Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ do at the time of Karbala? آپ نے کیا کیا ہے؟ امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, you know his last عمل before they martyred him, امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ's blessed head was in سجدہ. کیا سبق امام حسین چھوڑ کر جا رہے ہیں؟ The lesson that he's left behind is, even in a battlefield, I am still doing سجدہ in the court of Allah. Do not miss your سجدے. آج پیارے اسلام بھائیو, let's think to ourselves, let's be realistic, let's be, you know, owning up to this as well, that how many times have we missed our نماز? You know, for the sake of what? I've got a business meeting. Or mera kaam hai, meri job hai. You know, even if you have a job, duniya kaam karti hai, duniya kaam karti aa rahi hai. Even if we are in a job, even whatever we are doing, Imam Hussein's legacy is, whatever situation you are in, do not miss your salah. Namaz na chode. Aaj pyare sahab bhaiyo, you know, I won't be wrong if I say, majority people don't read their namaz. Bechare namaz nahi padte. اور اس کی وجہ سے کیا ہوتا ہے, وی سی مینی فیملیز دے آر اسٹرگلنگ, دے مائی بی اسٹرگلنگ ود سو مینی ایشوز. ایک ایشو ختم ہوتا ہے دوسرا ایشو, وجہ کیا ہے؟ دس پرسن رنگ می اپ اینڈ ہی گوز, آئی ڈونٹ نو واٹس رانگ ود می, آئی گیٹ ایل, آئی گیٹ بیٹر, مائی وائف گیٹس ایل, شی گیٹس بیٹر, مائی سن گیٹس ایل, وی ڈونٹ نو واٹس ہیپننگ. ایک ہی سوال ایسے بندے سے پوچھا جائے, بھائی ہاؤ از یور عبادت, ہاؤ از یور نماز, ہاؤ از یور صلاح, اور جلے ٹائم لبنا پڑی اوڑی نا, تو اگر جلے ٹیم لبنا پڑی ہوڑی نا, پھر why you crying on these problems for them? You earn وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah mentions in the Quran that most of these problems is what your own hands have earned. علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں جس کے گھر میں ایک بے نمازی ہے, the one who does not offer his salah, اس گھر سے برکت ختم ہو جاتی ہے. Blessings are taken away from that family. Now, can you imagine, you know, if any of my children of myself or my wife or any of the one that lives with me, they are baligh and they do not offer their salah, there will be no barakat in the family, there will be no barakat, there will be no sukoon in the house. وجہ کیا ہے پیارے سام بھائیو, ہمارے گھر میں اتنی بے سکونی کیوں ہے؟ وجہ یہی ہے کہ ہم نماز سے دور ہو چکے ہیں. And Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, even at this moment in time, you know, where there's a battle going on, he knows that his life is in danger. But when he comes for namaz time, حدیث پاک میں بلکہ کتابوں میں لکھا ہے کہ امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی ایک نماز بھی قضا نہیں ہوئی تھی. Even at that time, you know, for as many days as he was in Karbala, no one namaz was missed. Unless, you know, and then you have your children being, you know, mazallah, martyred in front of you. You know, the children, they were martyred in front of him. Banda sochta hai, you know, I'm gone. Mere bachche shaheed ho gaye. Ab main kya karun? Namaz phir bhi qaza nahi hui. So, pyare sam bhaiyo, and the other legacy that Imam Hussain radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu left behind. And sadly, again, we've not captured that lesson as well. And that is Imam Hussain radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, even when his head was being paraded through the streets of Syria, the people, they say that in the book is written that Imam Hussain radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu's head was reciting the Holy Quran. آپ کا سر مبارک سے تلاوت قرآن کی آواز آ رہی تھی. آج پیارے سام بھائیو, are we following that legacy? Yes, we love Imam Hussain. Yes, we love the Sadat Ikram. We love the Ahl-e Bayt. We love the Sahaba Ikram. Lekin, are we following on their legacy? Are we following on the lessons that they left us? Sadly, no. Ask yourself a question. چھوڑیں باقیوں کو. Ask yourself a question. Look into your heart and ask yourself a question. When was the last time you read the Quran? تھوڑی چوٹ بندہ دے نا اپنے آپ کو. When was the last time I read the Quran? میں نے کب قرآن پڑھا تھا؟ تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, if the answer is that it's been days and weeks and months of no open, after Ramadan I've never had a chance. You know what people say? I've never had a chance. We know the ulama, they say that don't say I've never had a chance. Allah's not given you a chance. So what does that mean? If you've not opened the Quran, اب کچھ اسلام بھائی کہتے ہیں کہ جی ہمیں تو قرآن پڑھنا بھی نہیں آتا. ایسے بھی ہیں اسلام بھائی, نہیں آتا تو کیا کریں؟ You learn, don't you? Now just imagine if you were offered a job in a factory or a business or a company and you don't know, you're not experienced in that job, what do you do? Turn it down. Nah, I can't work here. I don't know how to do this job. Agar if you are desperate, اگر بندہ desperate ہونا تو بندہ کیا کرتا ہے؟ I don't know how to do this job. Yeah, but I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to get experience and I'll start the work. تو بندہ کام سیکھتا ہے نا. تو اگر ہم یہ ہیں کہ مجھے قرآن پڑھنا نہیں آتا, why don't you come forward and say that, look, I don't know how to read the Quran with tajweed, but I'm willing to learn. تو ہم قرآن پڑھیں گے تو پیارے سمجھو ہمارے مسئلے حل ہوں گے نا. Everything اللہ عز و جل, the scholars they say, آج اگر دوست کے ساتھ گپ شپ ہو اور سوشل میڈیا, because a lot of time people spend time on social media, you know, you ask them and they say, oh, it's enjoyment. Is you tell me one answer. کیا اللہ سے گفتگو کرنا بہتر ہے یا سوشل میڈیا یا دوستوں کے ساتھ گپ شپ بہتر ہے؟ All of us will say Allah. کیونکہ ہم مسلمان ہیں. We will all say Allah. تو علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں جب قرآن بندہ کھول کر پڑھتا ہے نا, گویا وہ اپنے رب سے باتیں کر رہا ہے. He's talking to his رب. So why do we not take this opportunity and talk to our رب? ایک اسلام بھائی کو میں نے خود قرآن پڑھتے ہوئے دیکھا. And he was reading the Quran as if he was talking. You know, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. I thought he was talking. I go, but he's reading the Quran. And I said to him, I goes, brother, you know, mashallah, you're reading beautiful. He goes, I'm talking to Allah. Can you push you aside? میں اپنے رب سے باتیں کر رہا ہوں. تو ایسا بندہ جب ہو جاتا ہے نا پیارے سام بھائیو, once you get to that stage, آج دیکھیں ہماری چھوٹی چھوٹی problems ہوتی ہیں, small issues. سب سے پہلے what is sacrificed? دین. سب سے پہلے دین کو ہم قربان دے کرتے ہیں. پہلے ہم ایسا نہیں ہے, ایک بندے کے پاس اگر کوئی گھر میں پرابلم ہو جائے, فار ایگزامپل ہیز گو این ایشو ایٹ ہوم, ہیز گو ایشو ایٹ ورک, کہاں بھی پرابلم ہو تو بندہ کیا کرتا ہے؟ یو شوڈ گیٹ مور کلوز ٹو اللہ. اگر بندہ نماز ایک پڑھتا تھا, اب نفل بھی پڑھیں. کیوں یار, میرے مسئلے ہو گئے ہیں, آئیو گاٹ دس ایشو. ہمارے گھر میں چھوٹا سا مسئلہ ہوتا ہے, اگر مسجد میں آتے تھے وہ پہلے بند ہوتا ہے. میں پرابلمز ہے جی, میں کیا کروں, آئیو گاٹ دس ایشو, آئیو گاٹ دا ایشو. ایک اسلام بھائی کو میں جانتا ہوں, بیچارے گھر میں He had a few issues going at home. Basically, he had a loan that he took from someone. 10,000 pound kisi se usne karza liya. Now, that time you saw him in the masjid, kam az kam hafte mein koi ek namaz pad leta tha. Ab aisa hua, I hadn't seen him for 2 weeks. So I rang up and I said, you know, I hadn't seen you for 2 weeks in the masjid. Everything okay? He goes, I've started my third job. Okay, why have you started your third job for? He goes, things are getting very expensive. You know, the cost of living. Maine 10,000 pound karza liya hai. I go, so how is it that your route, your pattern is? You know what his pattern was? 6 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock, he works in a factory. He leaves his job, comes back home, changes his clothes, goes to a takeaway. Waha se khatam hota hai, and then he's open an online business. He gives 2 hours for that. Five ghante uski neend hoti hai. You're not a machine, are you? We're humans. 3 hafte usne kiya hai, 2 hafte bed se nahi utha. You know, so why work hard when you can work smart? How do you work smart? Ulama ikram farmate hain, hamare karze chad gaye na, kaun karza utarega? Allah utarega na. Agar hamari musibat aa gayi hai, if we got a problem, who can remove that problem? Allah. Agar koi pareshani aa gayi hai, bimari aa gayi hai, ye kaun dur kar sakta hai? Allah. Hum Allah ki taraf rujoo hi nahi karte. We don't turn back to Allah. All we do is try to judge for ourselves. Ab us bande ne 10,000 ka karza liya tha, usko pay karne ke liye, just to pay that 10,000 pound loan, he got another job. Yani he's reducing his hours. Now can that person ever give time to his family? Jo subah 6 baje se lekar raat 12 baje tak kaam karta hai, aur family to gayi na uske haath se. Your family is gone. That quality time with your children, that's gone. That quality time that you used to spend in the masjid, namaz ke liye aata tha, wo khatam ho gaya hai. To dunyavi paise ke liye qurbani di hai, to deen ki qurbani di hai. You gave qurbani, you sacrificed your deen. 3 weeks later was on the bed, 2 hafte utha hi nahi hai. Kya fayda hua uske? Are rab Allah taala ki bargah mein dua karein. Ya Allah, I'm in the problem. Mera karza ho gaya hai, tu hi meri madad kar sakta hai. Ya Allah, help me. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, masjid mein khade, kya Allah taala ghaib se madad nahi kar sakta? Kar sakta hai. If at the battle of Badr, 313 sahaba were battling with 1200, kya Allah ne 5000 farishte bhejkar Badr mein madad ki hai na? Walaqad nasarakumullahu bi badri wa antum adhilla. Allah Azza wa Jal sent angels in the battle of Badr. Help the Muslims. Aaj main musibat mein pad gaya hu. I'm in a problem. I'm in a dilemma. Mera Rab main pukarunga. Kyun meri madad nahi karega? Lekin that's not in our minds. Hamari namazein jati rahi. Hamara Quran jata raha. Aur phir pyare sahab bhaiyo, hamari family, hamare bacche, yakeen maniye, masjid mein khade. I got a call from someone the other day. And I'm still worried and, you know, thinking, how can we help this family? But they've got a daughter, 18 years old. You know, the way that the guy was mentioning, he goes, you know, she's like dressed up like non-Muslims. Ma'azallah, she's abusing us, the parents. She's not listening to us. Bilkul, totally, she's out of her hand. So, ek sawal pucha, bhai, where were you when she was little? Oh, I was at work. Main to kaam par tha. So now you did not give time. You feel sorry for them. Naturally, you do feel sorry for them. Lekin, you've been spending your time at work. You've not spent time at home. Ab jab aulad, jab choti thi, to tum kaam karte rahe. You've been busy working. When they wanted your time, you were never there for them. Aap nahi the us waqt unke liye. Ab aulad jawan ho gayi hai. And they did not have that love, that upbringing by the father. Where did they get their upbringing from? Social media. Social media has been teaching them. Social media has been teaching their daughter how to live a lavish life, how to live a luxury life. To pyare sahab bhaiyo, ab jab ke kehte hain the water's gone over your head, ab rona uska fayda. Agar wo taweezat ke liye aaye, kaun sa taweez dein? Kaun sa taweez denge ke, you know, take this taweez, everything will be back to normal again. Allah, make it easy for them. I wish I could do something for them. Lekin pyare sahab bhaiyo, and this is just one family that we know of. I know many families. Probably you know many people as well. Wajah kya nikli ki humne kaam par preference di. Humne deen ko preference di nahi hai. Sadly, sorry to say that. We never gave preference to our deen. We gave preference to the dunya. And when the dunya, dunya to aisi cheez hai ki pyare aqa alayhi salatu wa salam sari zindagi is dunya se piche bhagte rahe. Yes, we need to work. Humne kaam karna hai. Kaun aisa banda hai jo kehta hai kaam na karein? Yes, we have to work. We have to put food on the table. We have to clothe our family. Lekin iska ye matlab to nahi hai na ki deen ki qurbani dein aur kaam karein. That nowhere is it ever written in the books. Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, they used to survive, they used to struggle. Imam Hussain ki baat kar lein, ahle bait ki baat kar lein. Look at the sahaba ikram, kitni ghurbat se zindagi guzari hai. Lekin alhamdulillah, aisi zindagi guzari hai. 1400 saal baad hum unka zikr karte hain. Main guarantee deta hoon pyare sahab bhaiyo, jo banda sirf kaam 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 karta hai, jiske liye karta hai, aap mare saal ke baad aapko bhul jayenge. They don't even know who you are. Why? Because all they were. Mujhe ek buzurg mile island mein, and he says he came when he was young. Nojawan the, he was in his early 20s when he came to island. He worked दिन रात मेहनत की फैक्ट्री में काम किया, टैक्सी की, सब कुछ किया, पैसे बेचते रहे पाकिस्तान. अब उन बुजुर्गों की जिंदगी लाइफ है. इस बार 79 ईयर्स ओल्ड, इज वे पास्ट इज रिटायरमेंट एज. अब वो कहते हैं मैं पाकिस्तान गया, आई वेंट होम एंड यू नो व्हाट माय फैमिली सेड, व्हाई यू हियर, तू सो इत लोने जाओ, कम करो, पैसे भेजो, कम तो नौ कर पेंशन भेजो. अब वो बाबा जी, यकीन मानिए, व्हेन आई सैट डाउन एंड लिसन टू स्टोरी आई कुडंट स्लीप द होल नाइट. जिसके लिए सारी जिंदगी काम किया, ही इज मूव्ड बैक टू आइलैंड एंड ही इज लिविंग देयर. ही इज मूव्ड, ही गोज, मैं क्यों, देयर इज नो पॉइंट गोइंग होम, दे डोंट इवन ट्रीट मी लाइक अ पर्सन. तो ये जिसके लिए कर रहे हैं ना दिन रात मेहनत, उन्होंने ये नतीजा देना है. अल्लाह माफ करे, हर जगह ऐसा नहीं होता, लेकिन सडली I've heard so many, and I'm dealing with so many of these cases. It's unbelievable. So, pyare sahab bhaiyo, Imam Hussain has left a legacy behind. Let's look at that legacy. Let's look what Imam Hussain, why did he go to Karbala? He could have said to Yazid that it's okay, you be the king, I've got no issues with that. And Imam Hussain, Yazid ne kya kaha tha? Aap Madine mein baithe rahe, hukumat aap Madine mein kare, main yahan se mali aapki madad karunga, I'll pay you for that. Imam Hussain could have had a very luxury life, the luxury life that me and you are working hard for. He could have had that luxury life, lekin no, he kicked Yazid's money and he says, no, I will not let Islam destroy by your hands, I will come and I'll talk to you. That's the legacy of Imam Hussain. Jab bhi pyare sahab bhaiyo, jab namaz qaza ho jaye na, Imam Hussain ko yaad karna. He gave his life for me and you. Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. उन्होंने इस्लाम को जिंदा किया है. ही इज ब्रॉट इस्लाम बैक टू लाइफ अगेन. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, इन रिटर्न एटलीस्ट व्हाट वी कुड डू इज ट्राई टू वर्क फॉर आवर दीन, ट्राई टू कम टू द मस्जिद, ट्राई टू लर्न द कुरान, ट्राई टू गिव द बेटर एजुकेशन, इस्लामिक एजुकेशन टू आवर चिल्ड्रन. ऐसा नहीं है, समटाइम्स पीपल दे से यू ऑलवेज टॉक अबाउट इस्लामिक एजुकेशन, क्या दुनियावी तालीम जरूरी नहीं है? एक बयान निकालें किसी मुबल्लिग का भी वैर इसे दुनिया में ना कमाएं, कोई एक ऐसा बयान बता दें, मेंशन वन पर्सन हु सेज यू शुड स्टडी. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, आई स्टडीड इन द स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेज, यू नो माय चिल्ड्रन आर स्टडीइंग, बट अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आई एम ट्राइंग टू गिव देम अ बेटर इस्लामिक स्टडीज एज वेल, ताकि जब ये बड़े हो जाए दे कैन बी व्हाटएवर दे वांट इन देयर लाइफ, लेकिन इंशाल्लाह अज़ल दे विल बी गुड मुस्लिम्स एज वेल. इन द लाइट ऑफ हदीस, अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल हदीस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, दीज टू सन्स ऑफ माइन आर द लीडर्स ऑफ पैराडाइज यूथ, यानी जन्नती नौजवानों के सरदार हैं. इतना बड़ा, दे वर गिवन दैट टाइटल बचपन में, प्यारे आका अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम गेव हिम दैट टाइटल व्हेन दे वर यंग. दे कुड हैव टर्न अराउंड एंड सेड व्हाई आर वी, आई डोंट नीड टू गो टू करबला, फॉरगेट इट, यू नो, लीव इट, मैं चिल आउट, इस तरह आवर, यू नो, व्हेन वी थिंक लाइक दैट इट्स ओके, इट डजंट मैटर, मैं दीन कम ना कर सा फलाना तो लगा हुआ, यू आर लूजिंग आउट. आप नहीं करेंगे, अल्लाह ताला बंदू को पैदा कर देता है, यू आर गोइंग टू लूज आउट. अगर आप कहें कि इट्स ओके, मैं घर पे नमाज पढ़ूंगा, आई डोंट नीड टू गो टू द मस्जिद, मस्जिद अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आबाद रहेगी, यू आर द वन दैट्स गोना लूज आउट. तो प्यारे सहम भाइयों, प्यारे आका अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम, एक बहुत ही प्यारी हदीस है, द ग्रेटेस्ट प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, ही वॉज लीडिंग इशा सला, Imam Hussein and Hassan were with him when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prostrated. They sat on his back. When he raised his head, he gently held and placed them on the ground. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into sajda again, they proceeded to sit upon his back again. After salah, he sat his grandson in his lap. Companion went to him and asked, "O Messenger of Allah, shall I take them home?" He gave permission to do so. A narration then describes what happened after this. Due to the dark, these two esteemed young imams felt uneasy returning home. Lightning then illuminated the sky, which lit the path for them until they reached home. Allah Azza wa Jal illuminated the sky so that Hassan and Hussein can walk at night back home again. Now, when we talk about the relationship, obviously their relationship to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something that is matchless. Lekin their own ibadat, khud inki ibadat kaisi thi? Ibn Asir Jazri rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Imam Hussein would offer salah, fast, perform hajj, give charity and enact other righteous actions in great amounts. Yani aap kasrat se sadqat, khairat, nafli ibadat, Quran ki tilawat aap kiya karte the. Tha, the son of Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, my honorable father would offer 1,000 nafals. Ek din mein 1,000 nafal wo pada karte the. Hum mein se pyare sahab bhaiyo, koi nafal bhi padhta hai ya nahi? That's another question. Nafal hai na zaruri thoda, farz zaruri, wajib zaruri, baki it is a matter. These people offered their nafal as well. Optional nafal padhte the. On the night of Ashura, when Imam Hussein was in Karbala, he said to his brother Sayyidina Abbas Alamdar, kindly find a way to delay the fighting until tomorrow, so I may worship Allah on this holy night. Allah Almighty knows well how much I love offering salah, reciting the Holy Quran, making dua to Him and seeking forgiveness. Yani itni ibadat se mohabbat thi, he says, tell them to delay the fight till tomorrow. Aaj 10 Muharram ki raat hai, I wish to do my ibadat. Itni ibadat se mohabbat thi. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as Muslims we follow the righteous people. Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, follow the righteous people, follow those who have conscience, follow those who have the fear of Allah. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, sadly to say, hamari namazein aaj qaza ho rahi hain. Yakeen maniye, kiski wajah se? Abhi alhamdulillah I had the privilege to be on hajj. Maidan-e-Arafat mein wo kya ho raha hai? Ludo khel rahe hain. Mina mein jahan par ibadat ki jati hai, wahan par Facebook ke social media chal raha hai. This is how far away from the deen that we are. The more easy ibadat has become, the more easy we make in ourselves. Pehle pehle log ilm-e-deen seekhne ke liye, they used to travel far away. Today we see ilm-e-deen on our TV screens. But still, how many people come? It's so easy to learn knowledge. It's in the palm of our hands. You can use this for a good reason. It's in the palm of your hands. But how much knowledge will we gain? How much jazba will we have to come and learn? Aaj elan ho, inshallah, course hoga namaz ke hawale se. Wohi 4-5 Islam bhi aayenge. Baki sare kahan hote hain? Oh ji, time hi nahi hai. But when he came, look at the sahaba ikram, us dor ke logon ko dekhen ke kitne kitne dur. Ek sahabi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu left Medina to go to Damascus, Syria. He traveled so many hundreds of miles. Kyun? Ke ek sahabi wahan rehte hain, unko hadith pata hai jo mujhe nahi pata. He traveled all the way from Medina to Damascus. He listened to the hadith, he memorized it, and the next morning is back home again. He's on his way back home. Itna jazba tha. We need to understand that deen should be taken as a priority. Aap take your deen as a priority, your dunya will be gifted to you. Your dunya will be gifted to you. Is par aitibar karein. Mufti Qasim sahab, he says, I've done a long research. Maine badi research ki hai. Agar aaj dunya mein apna iman bachana hai aur apna aqeedah bachana hai, there's three things. Number one, the love of Allah. Allah ki mohabbat dil mein pakki karein. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of the awliya Allah. یہ تین، اللہ کی محبت، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت، اولیاء اللہ کی محبت دل میں رکھے، ایمان بھی مضبوط، عقیدہ بھی حفاظت میں رہے گا. ورنہ پیارے سام بھائیو، وی نو واٹ از ہیپننگ ٹوڈے ناؤ ڈیز. فرسٹ آف آل پیپل یوز ٹو وری اباؤٹ لوزنگ دیئر عقیدہ. آج عقیدہ کیا، آج ایمان کے لالے پڑے ہوئے ہیں. پیپل آر وریڈ اباؤٹ دیئر چلڈرن لوزنگ ایمان. ڈو یو نو ہاؤ مینی پیپل ٹرن اوے فرام دا دین بائی فالنگ ان ٹو دا ٹراپ آف دا شیطان. آج کتنا یہ اہم ہے. الحمدللہ اسلام از اسپریڈنگ فاسٹ. A few years ago, when the research was happening in 2022, I think it was, there was a research, and in that, alhamdulillah, from 4% Islam increased to 6%. But atheism from 30 odd percent has now increased to 51%. Aaj hamare bacche, ek Islam bhai ka mujhe phone aaya, he was crying on the phone. Uski 17-year-old bachi hai. اس نے بچی نے شی سٹ ہر فادر ڈاؤن اینڈ مدر ڈاؤن اینڈ شی گوز آئی ہیو نتھنگ ٹو ڈو ود اسلام اینی مور. میں معاذ اللہ اسلام کو چھوڑ رہی ہوں. یقین مانے ہر فادر واز کرائنگ آن دا فون. ہی گوز آئی ڈونٹ نو واٹ ٹو ڈو. اگین سیم سیناریو. نیور گیو ٹائم ٹو دا چلڈرن. بٹ الحمد للہ وی سینڈ اسلامک سسٹرز ٹو دا ہاؤس. کچھ ہفتہ اسلامی بہنیں جاتی رہی ہیں تو اس نے الحمد للہ توبہ کی اور اسلام میں واپس آئی ہے. لیکن پیارے سام بھائی، شی واز لکی دا وی فاؤنڈ آؤٹ. ہاؤ مینی ادر بوائز اینڈ گرلز ڈو وی سی آن دا اسٹریٹس ٹو ڈے دا مائی ناٹ بی ایز لکی. تو خدا را اپنے دین کی فکر کریں. امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی قربانی ضائع نہیں گئی. الحمدللہ ہمیں پتہ ہے اسلام زندہ ہوا ہے، لیکن ہم نے اس سے کیا فائدہ اٹھایا ہے، یہ ہر بندہ اس کے بارے میں سوچے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. مبلغ for you is my prayer.